Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is asking the Trump administration to stop destruction of the White House East Wing, which is being torn down to make room for President Trump's ballroom. The preservation says a legally required public review process on the project was never held. A second Trump-Putin summit on ending the war in Ukraine is now off. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
It is just the latest example of Trump being courted by Putin, then painting a rosy picture of negotiations, only for Putin to pull back. And the timing here is critical. Putin floated this new summit the day before Ukrainian President Zelensky came here to the White House to ask President Trump for powerful Tomahawk missiles capable of striking deep inside Russia, which Putin obviously opposes. Zelensky then walking away empty-handed as Trump eyed this new Putin summit.
Overnight, Russia launched multiple drones and rockets into Ukraine, killing half a dozen people. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. More than two dozen positions in the Dane County Sheriff's Office could be cut. The county is facing a $31 million budget deficit. County Executive Melissa Agard has called for reducing each department's budget by at least 4%. Her plan to close that gap also includes a hiring freeze. However, she said that would not apply to public safety positions. Right now, there are currently 28 open positions at the Sheriff's Department. But now, three county supervisors have proposed cutting those 28 positions entirely. They would take the money saved and put it into the Health and Human Services Department, the county's biggest division. That money would go toward things like the new men's homeless shelter, according to reporting from WISC. Sheriff Calvin Barrett is advocating against this plan. He says it would harm public safety, especially in more rural areas, according to WKOW. Barrett says their response time in spots like the town of Dunn or the town of Albion could be slower. On top of that, the county is set to open the long-awaited new jail in 2027. The sheriff asked how he's supposed to open a building that he can't staff. The Dane County Deputy Sheriff's Association represents almost 500 deputies, and their president says this plan would bring staffing shortages they haven't seen in almost 30 years. The Dane County Board will meet tomorrow night, and they'll discuss this measure. Meanwhile, a man has been arrested for allegedly stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton was allegedly asked to stop sending emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Authorities say in those emails, he demanded her home address and used derogatory language. He also reportedly said she's, quote, going down, end quote. Thornton is charged with one count of stalking. He's now out on bond with a GPS monitor. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. What makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, breezy northwest winds to 30 as we head through your Wednesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Skies will turn mostly clear tonight. Lows in the mid-30s, a frost advisory in effect. Thursday mostly sunny. Highs will reach the lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right, you don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers Slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome No Packers, No Life director Craig Benzine and Northeast Wisconsin native son and the writer-director of a movie currently in theaters called The Twits, Phil Johnston. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. News that thinks. Talk that matters.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Wednesday to you. It being every other Wednesday, of course, it's Congressman Mark Pocan with a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with your calls. If you want to get in line, there are a couple of lines open right now at 202-808-9925. We'll get to that in just a moment. We'll get to him in just a moment. Also in the second hour of our program, Donald Trump, is he the thief in the ballroom? What the hell is going on with the White House, and what does it mean for our democracy? My senator, by the way, Jeff Merkley, it's not a filibuster, but he's just doing a speech. I think he's 18 or 19 hours into it now in the Senate. A mention of that. Also, is Putin telling Trump to start a war with Venezuela? We'll get into that in the second hour. And CNN at stake. What's going to happen to the news if it gets bought up by another right-wing billionaire? This is just wild stuff. And a crazy alert, Gavin Newsom poops on Trump. We have the video. In the third hour of our program, we the people cannot allow Trump to go after his enemies. There are more coming. And if we don't stop them, they will come for you. So we will be talking about all those things as we go through the program. But to start off, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He is a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is both his website and his Blue Sky handle. And Congressman Pocan, welcome back. So great to have you with us. I'm wondering what's at the top of your mind this morning.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. Part of it is I think I'm still on a nice warm afterglow of the No Kings rallies on Saturday. The fact that 7 million people, the largest protest in our national history, people came out, 93 different communities in my state of Wisconsin. I went to four of them in and around my district that day. And you know, it was really great to see that many people show up. A lot of the locations said they had double the people from the last one. And, you know, unfortunately, it's because of all the awful stuff happening. But I'm going to take the wins where we get them. And having that many people activated really showed the type of energy we need at this moment. And so I was really heartened about that. And I want to share with you, Tom, I did 7 town halls in the last 10 days, or now 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Whoa.
In the 3rd congressional district, Derek Van Orden's district in Wisconsin. He's never done an open public town hall in 3 years he's been in office. I did 7 in 10 days. But every town hall, people came up and said, I hear you on Hartman. I hear you on Hartman all the time. And I just want you to know, in the rural parts of the state where there's so many, you know, people who are just concerned about our democracy and concerned about their member of Congress, but people are listening to your program, and I just wanted you to know that. A lot of shout-outs.
That's great to hear. I don't want to get into bragging mode here, but it's great to hear. Thank you. I'm curious, you know, your thoughts on Adelita Grijalva's not being sworn in. I mean, you know, Mike Johnson is just twisting himself in knots around this thing. Yeah. It appears that he's afraid about the Epstein vote, but, you know, two things on that. Number one, it's going to happen eventually. Right. You know, why he's actually giving publicity to this. And then secondly, even when that vote happens, doesn't that, you know, that you know, so say the House votes to release the Epstein files, doesn't that then have to go to the Senate, which will kill it? Or even if the Senate passes it, it has to go to Trump for his signature and it'll get killed? I mean, I realize I don't mean to say it's a futile effort. You know, it's great pointing this stuff out. But do I understand all this correctly?
I think so. You know, I don't quite get what Mike Johnson is doing. You know, they've changed their tactics over the last several weeks multiple times because nothing's hitting. We've been consistent. We're fighting for health care. 15 million people losing it. Everyone's going to pay more for their health care. And this month, everyone's getting their group rate increases for next year and the Affordable Care Act, what people are going to pay without the tax credits that they had received. So, you know, we've got a consistent message, but they've been all over the place and no place all at the same time. And, you know, I think it's more he just can't control his rather unruly caucus and hasn't brought them back to Washington. Somehow they think by having them not there that they're making their point. But, you know, we have a farm bill that was supposed to be done in 2023 that we should be working on. We have an older Americans reauthorization that's a year past due. You know, we have all kinds of things that Congress could be doing if we weren't just holding our breath and not sending members to Washington for the fifth week of paid vacation. And I don't think their messaging is really working. And, you know, no, I don't think it's just about the Epstein files. I mean, honestly, I think at the end of the day, we're going to look at the Epstein files much like having a donut for breakfast. It tastes good at the immediate moment, but there's probably not a lot of maybe sustenance that comes out of it. But the healthcare fight is all sustenance, right? I mean, this is unbelievably important stuff. I've had 15,242 contacts in my office this year alone on healthcare, as have every other member of Congress received that. And that's the fight. We're winning on that fight. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Is it time for Democrats to start talking about Medicare for all?
Well, that's, I think, one of the great benefits out of this, right? I mean, we're all seeing the flaws in general with the healthcare system. We're the only industrialized country that doesn't have universal healthcare. Medicare for all or something very, very, very similar is what would be the most comprehensive system that you could do well in the United States. Our two most popular programs that we offer as a federal government is Medicare and Social Security, right? And so we have something there. And I think American people, maybe you'll start realizing this more and more, especially, you know, I just had one employer told me they got a 41% increase in their premiums for next year for their entire work group. I was on a Republican radio program, Republican leaning program in my district this morning, and someone texted the host. Their increase was over 100% increase on what their rates were going up to in the next year. And, you know, this is all going to be announced between now, basically November 1st. So I don't get where the Republicans are. This is not to their advantage, but maybe within the base, this somehow works, but it's not a broad message. And I've seen polling that says the same thing.
Yeah. My last question, then I'll, you know, we'll toss it to our listeners.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, one of these kind of Nate Silver data geeks on politics. And I frankly don't track this stuff as closely as probably I should. You know, the kind of, you know, sports view of politics. But I understand that there's a couple of open seats, apparently on both sides. There's a Republican down in Texas who's in the middle of a major scandal around a girlfriend. He's married and he's got a girlfriend and was threatening her or something. I don't know all the details, but he might end up resigning. Are we within one or two, possibly, you know, over the next two or three months, actually, within a couple of one or two seats of the Democrats taking the House? And do you think it's conceivable that before, you know, a year from now or a year from next month, that the Democrats could end up taking the House?
Yeah, the way the numbers work is we are a more aged body than most, 435 members. So it happens on both sides, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, conceivably, if the numbers, the odds hit right, more people could wind up leaving or, you know, honestly, passing away while in office on the Republican side. But honestly, the demographics are very similar. I'm not sure that'll ever be the reality. But clearly, that's one of the reasons that they're not seating Grijalva, because that just makes it tougher for them to do anything, because all they need are a couple members who don't agree with them and they can't do it, which is part of why Mike Johnson's probably fine with no one in Washington. It's easier to manage and control. but I don't think it's a good message for them. I mean, you know, having us back home. I mean, I used two full days to go and do seven town halls in Derek Van Orden's district. We just saw polling this week. Trump was up to favorability in that district, and Derek Van Orden was down 10 points, 38% favorable, 38% unfavorable. You start getting that across the country because of these votes, and people don't like their member of Congress, and guess what happens next November? We have the majority. We have oversight over the White House. We are a goalie in place, and I just think they're making mistake after mistake right now.
Yeah, I totally get it. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Mark Pocan. Pocan.house.gov is his website and his Blue Sky handle. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You can find monster savings throughout October at Burlo Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Burlo Mattress of Madison.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name and into theirs. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice in the mail. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. It includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did by going to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. Ray in Hollywood, California, you are on the air. Thanks for listening to KPFK.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I have a question regarding the government debt. And the question is, do you think it's a result of bad management, of poor financial management, or do you think it's a result of possibly the mathematics doesn't work out? I also believe in Reaganomics, the policy of former President Reagan, that we should spend what we need to spend, because people should not suffer over mathematical formulas and paper certificates.
Congressman?
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem with the debt is Republicans are complete hypocrites. You know, they say they're the party of fiscal responsibility, and it's Donald Trump who just added, what, another $4.5 trillion to the debt to give tax breaks to himself and Elon Musk and Republican donors. And the last giant increase we had in debt came from the last Trump presidency. I mean, you know, I think there are arguments you could have about how much debt is not a problem because of growth, but that's not what Republicans are having. They just add to the debt in order to give money to special interests and to the powerful already. And that's our real problem. So, you know, if you're a believer of Ronald Reagan, I assume that you're a hugely disappointed in Donald Trump, because he clearly doesn't have much of that fiscal responsible spirit that you are advocating for.
I wrote a piece about this. It must have been late last year. And did the math, you know, with one of the AI programs and Google. And when Reagan came into office, the national debt was $800 billion, and it was on a trajectory to be, you know, virtually nothing by the end of his term. We were at 123% of GDP as our debt, which is about where we are now at the end of World War II. And when he left office, it was $2.4 trillion. He had quadrupled the national debt. And if you take Reagan's tax cuts and Bush's tax cuts and Trump's tax cuts, and you add them together and you inflation adjust the Reagan and Bush ones, the total value of those tax cuts comes out to around $37 trillion. Wow. So basically, with no Republican tax cuts, we would have no national debt right now. It's all good. Go ahead.
No, the good news, Tom, is I just saw some polling the other day. People get this, that this is all being done for billionaires and for the wealthy.
Yeah.
People are really focused in on this. And this isn't Democrats. We're talking independents. Even Republicans are seeing it. So for all that Donald Trump is doing, and as ugly as we're all, you know, having to endure his daily attacks on democracy, people are really understanding who's with them and who's not. And I think there's a seismic change on this way.
Amen. Marie in Atlanta, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom, and good morning, Carl. I'll make it quick. I suggest that we reframe our language regarding the shutdown. It is not so much a shutdown. Government, at least those who are at the head of the table, so to speak, are still continuing to function, spending money like it's never going to run out. But what's really happening is it's a denial of service attack on the people of the United States. If you think about it, it's a government that's supposed to be for the people, of the people, and by the people. We're supposed to be receiving the services, and they are doing everything possible to make sure we don't get them.
A Republican denial of service attack. I love it, Marie. Congressman?
No, I mean, I think you're right to that effect, Marie. I'll tell you, though, when I did town halls, even last week, I was at one, and I said, have you been personally affected by the shutdown, to a room of 50 people, and one person raised their hand? And that's the reality in places like Wisconsin. We don't quite feel it. You know, right now, the federal employees, we don't have all that many, are feeling it. And I'm doing an event this afternoon, you know, trying to show that we hear and see those federal employees who are furloughed and are not going to get a check. But what people really understand is this is a fight about health care. This is the fight that when they took away health care for 15 million people through Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, and all of our rates are going to go up because of their actions. You know, look, because of Trump's tariff taxes, we're paying more for groceries and durable goods. Housing has remained high. We're starting to pay more for energy because of changes in that big, ugly law. And now healthcare coming out of our pockets, we're being, you know, people are paying more and more and more. And they were promised Donald Trump would take care of this. And I think that message around healthcare right now, people get what the fight's about, even if they don't feel the shutdown. So while the context is, why aren't people in Washington and the House of Representatives showing up? Well, that's the fight. But the fight is what people need to know. And it's about healthcare and the cost of living. One side has your back. The other side does not.
Congressman, I just have 15 seconds. Are you concerned that if health care does pass, that the Republicans will claim credit for it?
Well, I think it's more, as I think one of your other callers said, not just it's the tax credits. There's a whole lot more. That's for 22 million people. But we have the uncompensated care means we all pay more. And that's happening right now, too. And then Medicaid is happening.
Okay, there you go. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, our every other week Wednesday National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Congressman Mark Pocan. Pocan.house.gov is both his website and his Blue Sky handle. And we'll be back with him on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Middays with Mark. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And a mouth tape, you know, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPA, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. I mean, this awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, you don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who've been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's ZYPPA.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. and we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. From Indiana University canceling its school newspaper to northern Wisconsin being served by high school students, we'll discuss it with Pat Kreitler and Trigby Olson. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in just 9 days. He says the Trump administration has told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue the benefits through the end of October. Then on November 1st, they're up a creek. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials had said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is. State Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if they had money left on their cards at the end of October. So she's advised that people with Quest cards stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. 1 in 11 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids feels food insecurity. And the River Food Pantry says they've already had a 14% increase in people served so far this year. Meanwhile, anti-gun violence advocates spent the day at the state capitol yesterday. Groups like Moms Demand Action were in red, pushing for a new bill that would strengthen penalties for gun trafficking. It would also give police departments more resources. It's sponsored by Representative Joan Fitzgerald from Fort Atkinson. Data from the ATF shows over the course of 4 years, almost 230,000 guns were trafficked on the black market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Alball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, breezy northwest winds to 30 as we head through your Wednesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Skies will turn mostly clear tonight. Lows in the mid-30s, a frost advisory in effect. Thursday mostly sunny. Highs will reach the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will talk education and lawyer Jim Santel.
And we found out John and Gordy's big ballroom will displace our studio.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome
back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. Congressman, just FYI, maybe we can make this a meme go really wild. The Lincoln Project is now referring to the Trump's project on the east side of the White House. By the way, the East Portico is designed by Thomas Jefferson. They're referring to it as the Epstein Ballroom. I love it.
I like it.
Okay, let's pick up some calls here. Hills in Ventura, California. Hills, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning. I'm honored to be on a phone call with you two giants. My question for you guys, Congressman, is how do you view the significance of Eric Adams dropping out of the race in New York City mayor? And because considering that New York City is such a giant part of the United States and hence the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the fact that he was kind of trying to do this independent run just already said he didn't have the level of support from the people that brought him to the mayor's race. Look, this is one where I don't understand why some people aren't endorsing Zohran Mamdani. I think he's going to be the next mayor of New York. I think it just means, in some ways they diminish their power by not doing that. But he's going to be the next mayor of New York. I was in New York and just talking to folks, you could tell this is such a grassroots thing. It's going to happen. And that's good. Elections should happen by the people who live there. And, all the other folks who pontificate on this, I think it'll be good to have someone who's addressing affordability show the rest of us that maybe is the message nationally. We're seeing it certainly with healthcare right now. I think the fact that he already was running as independent showed his mayoral time was maybe not going to be the best time and wasn't going to get him reelected. And that's why he was doing a different run before he pulled out.
Bernice in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am extremely concerned about how we're going to get this country back on track once we get back into power, which I'm trying to be positive about that. And I think that the path back to the presidency for anybody is going to be that the person who presents a plan, really specific plan that will counter Project 2025, if I think that person would be the one, if they can message that carefully, to do that. And so I'm just wondering, my question would be, is there a plan in place, or are people working on specific plans, just like the stupid 25 was, to counter that? We need our Project 27 or 29. I don't know if the Brookings Institution or Center for American Progress, if they're working on that, but do you know? And, I hope you agree that we need specifics to get through this.
Yeah, Bernice, I think a lot of people are working on plans. It may be a little different. They were very top down, right? You had one plan, and Democrats sometimes are Democrats. We may have multiple people putting ideas forward. But I think the most important thing to say is I don't want to go back to where we were pre-Trump. I want to move forward, right? Maybe this is that opportunity for us to, on healthcare, recognize that the only sustainable way is to do what every other industrialized nation has, and that means a universal healthcare plan, right? Like Medicare for all. Let's figure out how to improve the system from what Donald Trump broke down. It's not just going back to the way things were, but it's actually doing those improvements. And, in some ways, I'm going to try to find a silver lining out of Donald Trump. And trust me, it's tough to sometimes do that. But, maybe breaking down some of the things that he's broke down allows us to build something better on top of that foundation.
Tony in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Congressman Pocan, have you heard of the Montana Project, wherein Citizens United is killed under the State House dome? Wouldn't it be simple to kill Citizens United at the State House level? Thank you.
I don't think you're going to get every state that way, right? And I think the whole idea is we need a national standard. But I also think it's been part of when Democrats were in charge of the House, H.R. 1, the very first bill we introduced was getting rid of Citizens United, because we can do that. And, the problem was always in the Senate and in their filibuster rules. So, I think there's still absolute priority to do it. However, we need to move it forward in some states is something that can be attempted. But at the end of the day, you know, this has got such wide public support across all political ideologies. We just need to get it done. At the center of every issue that we might have individual differences with Republicans, it's campaign finance reform comes back in, right? It's how the special interests are trying to get something and they fund elections. And we just fundamentally have to address it. Citizens United is the biggest part of it.
Amy in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I have a question for people with Medicaid and Medicare. I'm finding that some states like mine, they say all of a sudden I lost my Medicare and therefore don't have Medicare savings, even though they had it different ways. And so actually I was writing you, Congressman, right now about it, that all of a sudden I lost my Medicare, have Medicaid, but now the state's, my state at least, doesn't seem to want to pay my premium and that says I'm ineligible for it. Is this happening in other states with people with Medicaid and Medicare, that the state all of a sudden doesn't want to pay the Medicare premium? If so, let me know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Amy, I don't know your situation, and I know you said you're right now writing us. Give us a call or send us an email. Don't put it in a letter because it may take a little while, but we can try to help you through anything. It does sound like it may be a bit state-related, but it's intersecting with federal. Just reach out to our office as a constituent. More than glad to try to help you.
And doesn't every member of Congress have, even Republicans, have people on staff who are called constituent services or something like that who deal with these kind of things?
Yeah, and honestly, often they're folks that aren't very partisan. They're not campaign operatives like you have in Washington. So
right.
I have seen Republican members have really good quality folks on the ground doing casework. And so always, it's so much easier in a nation with 335 million people to be able to break through. Maybe not so much during the shutdown, Tom. We're having a lot of problems right now because of agencies. But in general, yeah, contact your member of Congress, your House or the Senate, and generally we can try to help.
Yeah, and all the Republicans in the House have been on vacation for a month now. Patsy.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks.
Five weeks. Oh, my God. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good morning. I want to know why our local police can't arrest ICE agents for assault of civilians, and why Congress doesn't move to abolish or dissolve ICE, as defunding doesn't seem to be enough. I think we need a new agency that has respect for human rights.
Yeah, on ICE, I mean, I think many of us agree with you and did even the last Trump presidency, right? That we did many of those functions, just they weren't, put in this version of ICE. And we're only seeing it worse now, it being abused. It's a rogue agency, and we're watching them stand up to even members of Congress as people are trying to do their proper oversight. So no question there are serious problems, but there are also legal cases against many of the actions we're seeing by ICE and Homeland Security, and that may be where we get our best resolution. You're not going to see it from Congress as an elected body with Republican majorities in the House and Senate. That's one of the consequences of the elections.
Yeah, yesterday here in Portland, there was a small demonstration, a couple, maybe a dozen or two people around the ICE building, and they were sitting in the public grounds, and this one guy who was blind, half of his foot was on the ICE driveway, and they ran over and grabbed, he was blind, they ran over and grabbed him, slammed him, his head against the concrete, dragged him off, and they've charged him with obstructing ICE and assaulting an officer and all this. These guys are, they've gone nuts.
And they're encouraged to, right? That's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why it's such an awful, and it's not representative of what the United States is about.
Yeah, amen. Sean in Britton, South Dakota, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Representative Pocan. I'm just wondering if you think it's a good idea for the DNC, the Democrats in general, to start a push for advertising to Republican voters to vote for Democrats.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, I know in 35 districts across the country, are doing a variety of different type of advertising during this shutdown against Republican members, like Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd District, exposing them for their votes on health care and cutting food assistance and cutting education, as well as, you know, taking their fifth week of pina colada time, you know, not going to Washington and doing their job. So it's happening right now. You may not see it depending where you live if you're not in a competitive district, but it's happening, and that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, amen. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. And we'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. Stick around. It's Middays with Mark. Pocan.house.gov is both his website and his blue sky handle, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, Path, PATH.com/Hartman, HARTMANN, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, taking your calls for the hour and middays with Mark. Kevin in Boston, Massachusetts, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Congressman. My question is about the Argentinian bailout. And how is that happening if Congress didn't appropriate the money?
Trust me, just about anything when it comes to appropriating money these days doesn't make sense because we're not following any normal rules. Generally, it would be Article 1 of the Constitution has that right. There are emergency provisions often that a White House will have, and I'm sure that's where the argument is. But I think just the scale of now $40 billion to Argentina, we spent $35 billion, Tom, on all of USAID across the globe. And now just because one right-wing leader in a country wants the assistance, and we should remember as we're doing that, they changed their tariff rules, and now they're selling soybeans and other agricultural products to China, things that were coming from places like Wisconsin. We lost $1 billion to our soybean industry in our state. We used to have orders from China, not one this year, and now we're bailing them out, not our farmers. And as we're bailing Argentina out, they're the ones now selling soybeans to China. I mean, none of this makes any sense.
Yeah, amen. Joe in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Tom and Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I guess the state of everything here, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I'm sorry, it's just a mess. As people you talk to, it's like playing the game of Monopoly. I guess I wish we could do this. We've all played the game Monopoly. You get to a certain point in the game and you just want to stop. So somebody bumps the board and flips it over. That's what we need to do with our Congress. Everybody, if you've been there for over 4 years, you need to go away. We need to have term limits. These people that are lifers and are there way, way too long, they need to go away. We need to stop giving them all this extra health care money after they retire. No, that goes away.
Got it. Congressman, you want to speak to how we've got, what, 5 or 7 states, I think, now that have done term limits, and what they found is that in every single case, it strengthened the power of the lobbyists?
Yeah, and that's one of the arguments and others, but you take away the voice of the people by doing so. But honestly, Joe just parroted exactly what the Republicans want you to think, right?
This is Charles Koch's big thing. He's been pushing this for 30 years.
Yes, they want, oh, look, it's everybody. No, the people who want to take away your health care, the people that are causing premium increases, the people that are taking away the food assistance program for kids, hungry kids, the number one program keeping kids out of poverty, the people that want to take away funding from education, all to give a tax break to their donors, are the Republicans. And, you know, doing the, you know, oh, it's everybody sort of thing, that's what they want. So, you know, yeah. When they show you Kool-Aid, recognize it's Kool-Aid and don't drink it.
Yeah, don't be a sucker.
They're very effective at that.
As the old Army training film went. Patrick in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Congressman, thanks for taking my call. You mentioned earlier that you thought Republicans were looking at a sort of a national seismic change in how people look at government for billionaires. And I'm wondering, and this is not meant as a challenge, but I'm wondering, I think it's time for the Democrats to look at the same seismic change. And I hear you talking about Zohran Mamdani and why people won't endorse him, and yet you're too circumspect to mention the name Hakeem Jeffries. And I was at a town hall with Congresswoman Jayapal last night, and she demonstrated sort of the same circumspection. So legitimately, this is a question. How... we don't want to blow up the party, but how do we encourage sort of a new way of looking at these dynamics for the Democrats?
Yeah. So first of all, the Republicans aren't triggering it. This is people triggering it. They're watching what's happening, and they're seeing that in order to give billionaires tax breaks and perks, we're paying for it, whether it be our health care or food assistance or other things. So that's the seismic in surveys and polling. We're seeing this data. It's not driven by a party. It's driven by the reality of what's happening. And people are rightfully so attributing it that this is going to billionaires. So that's what I meant by it. But honestly, I don't think any one person endorsing anyone right now matters. This is something that's so far beyond any individual elected official. Zohran Mamdani has connected with voters talking about affordability in a way that's been authentic and simple to understand. And that's why people are there, and he's going to be the next mayor. And I think any politician or anyone who worries about what their endorsement means, it means nothing at this point. That is more than left the gate. I just think, you know, it is odd that some people, you know, don't maybe get involved. But at this point, none of that means anything. What means something is we need to learn from that messaging from the Mamdani campaign is that people are still feeling they're paying too much for housing. Thanks to Trump tariff taxes, you're paying too much for groceries and durable goods. Thanks to the big, ugly bill, we're paying too much now for energy in a lot of parts of the country. And you're about to pay too much for health care. Guess what? That's a perfect storm of paying too much. And we all should be messaging on that. Doesn't matter where you are within the party. That should be the message.
Amen. Congressman Mark Pocan, thanks so much for dropping by. For all these years, people just love you here. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Tom. Your friendship and your listeners has been great. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And give my best to Phil.
Yep, thank you. And to Louise.
All righty. And we'll be back on the other side of the break here. Is Trump the thief in the ballroom? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324.
800-209-4324. That's 800-209.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown grinding into a fourth week with funding set to run out for critical food programs in the next month and furloughed workers facing another missed paycheck. Demolition of the east wing of the White House began this week to make way for President Trump's 90,000 square foot ballroom. Now a preservationist group is hoping to put the pause button on due to questions about the project's size. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now Trump had said that the east wing is being, quote, fully modernized as part of the process to build his massive $250 million ballroom, which he insists is privately funded, but the National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to pause demolition until the construction plans can go through the legally required public review process.
General Motors CEO announcing today that GM is moving ahead on a self-driving technology that would allow the owner of the car to travel without having to keep their eyes on the road. GM says it will roll out its Cadillac Escalade IQ electric SUV in 2028. This is ABC News.